storms, droughts, and floods brought by climate change have disrupted many vulnerable communities throughout the world. Farmers like Kelly Mieles in the poor rural delta of La Mojana, Colombia, are among those who have been most affected. Intense rainfall and illegal mining altered wetlands and water flows, worsening flood damage and disrupting the lives of Mieles and thousands of others. But an $8.5 million project funded by the Adaptation Fund and implemented by the United Nations Development Program, together with the Colombian government, has brought positive change to thousands of small farming families in Colombia. Mieles describes how the project has provided her family with a home garden and climate-smart practices that have improved life on the farm.
Before the project, we didn't have home gardens. Now we have them. We know how to take care of them, how to take care of the environment. We are learning about climate change and forest conservation. Now we have an adapted community center for activities like training courses and exchange best practices and learn a lot.
Marinela Sandoval of Comunidad Cecilia says the project has benefited her too.
Through the trainings, it gives us the capacity to learn and put it into practice. The idea is to learn and apply that knowledge and then share it with others, so we are ready in times of drought and know what to do when the floods come.
Residents in the highly vulnerable Pasifueres and El Torno communities of La Mojana had actually begun to abandon the lands due to floods, but have since returned, heartened by the project's impact. The project has been innovative in establishing mobile home gardens that can be moved in the event of floods. It has restored protective embankments, wetlands, trees, and streams to improve water flow. It provides water level monitoring as an early warning system, pesticide-free crops, and diversified food sources through climate-friendly farming that has been led and embraced by the local community. Climate-proof homes have been designed with natural materials to withstand floods. New community centers also facilitate sharing these new approaches. For example, Jose Rojas has learned new adaptation tools to fortify his home and family of six against floods.
The project has helped me in various ways. It brought awareness that we can adapt and do something about it. The water reached between 80 centimeters to 1 meter high in my house. We raised part of the land. You go to my place and we don't have a courtyard, but, like the project taught me, I am planting trees around the house and that helps dissipate the temperature. The community also rehabilitated an area of almost 2 hectares where we are planting trees.
Sandoval agrees.
We have learned that you can plant in dry periods by using efficient irrigation systems and water bottles, whereas we couldn't plant in those periods before because it did not produce. We have also learned how to avoid some of the summer plagues that arrive by planting with organic compost.
UNDP project lead Diana Diaz said the impacts have been huge.
The most important impacts we have had in the climate change adaptation project in La Mojana have been to accompany about 3,000 families in generating productive family systems to adapt to the conditions of climate variability. Today, the families count on knowledge and tools that permit them to cultivate food in times of flood or drought. We have also developed the rehabilitation of important ecosystems in the communities.
The project includes a pilot program for women to diversify incomes. It is a good example of the Adaptation Fund's environmental, social, and gender policies in action, working with the environment in sustainable ways and empowering women. Mieles sees this firsthand.
Somos 65 mujeres.
We are 65 women, a team of women and 7 men. Because here in this community, the ones that go to the trainings and meetings are the women and the schools too. The men go out to work, but the women are also restoring the woods, the streams, the shore of the rivers. We enjoy it. We are content and happy. We also teach the kids and they like it too.
Díaz says this is key.
Hay que recordar que trabajamos con mujeres rurales.
We work with rural women, and that is an important aspect because the participation of rural women in the decision-making process is generally very low or none. We are making sure that participation doesn't cause a family conflict. So we have worked on sensitizing the men about the importance of the presence of women in those spaces. Women are in charge of food security for families, so it's been important for them to be involved in restoring the ecosystems. We also have a program working with artisanal fabrics, which is a combination of ecosystem restoration and recovery of ancestral practices to make handcrafts. This is generating a new environmental friendly livelihood for women.
The project directly improves farmers' lives and creates scalable models that can be replicated to have an even greater impact among the poorest and most climate-vulnerable populations in Colombia. It has led to a follow-on project by the Green Climate Fund, which is scaling up the effective community and ecosystem-based practices established by the Adaptation Fund project. Mariana Rojas, then Director of Climate Change in Colombia's Ministry of Environment, explains the effectiveness of the Adaptation Fund project.
This is one of the first adaptation projects to be implemented in the country. One of the main reasons for the success of this project is that it is in an area that was very affected by La Niña in 2010 and 2011. That is when the idea to partner with the Adaptation Fund originated. This is an area that was flooded for almost 4 years, so the impact in the ecosystem and in the population was huge. I consider the greatest success of this project to be the work with the people and the community having such an active role. I also believe that what allowed us to make a subsequent proposal to the Green Climate Fund is all the information generated and all the experience we had with the Adaptation Fund project.
Ignacio Lorenzo, a GCF board alternate for Latin America, describes practices of the Adaptation Fund project that are being scaled up.
En particular, nos parece muy interesante
the strategy of gathering several types of activities with the intent of promoting the resilience of this area is very interesting. In addition, the government participated in all parts of the financing. This project also tries to scale up actions that are developing. We see a role for the GCF in the sense that by the volume of the resources of the GCF and by the sort of projects it manages, it can bring in the financing needed to scale up those actions and transform territories, like La Mojana.
Many Adaptation Fund projects, like the one we see in Colombia, are making a tangible difference across the globe by providing innovative, scalable, concrete actions for the most vulnerable. They are country-led, build adaptive capacities, and empower communities with adaptation practices that are often the first on the ground. Mikko Ollikainen, manager of the Adaptation Fund, said this is paramount.
Our projects that we finance are relatively small, but they can play a huge catalytic role in enhancing future activities by creating models that can be replicated in those countries and in other countries. The needs for adaptation finance are in the dozens of billions of dollars per year worldwide. The Adaptation Fund is one fund that is meant to try and fix this gap.
Board Chair for the Adaptation Fund, Victor Viñas of the Dominican Republic, said projects like the Colombian one are making a positive impact for the most vulnerable communities.
El Fondo de Adaptación.
The Adaptation Fund has the characteristic and the advantage of providing concrete, effective solutions to climate change, and even more so because they are directed to the local communities and their tangible needs. It is a way of working at the local level and empowering these communities and the countries that are the most vulnerable to climate change. That contributes or helps them to adapt and build their capacities and increase resilience. That is a product of innovative models the Adaptation Fund developed. The Adaptation Fund resources allow these communities to increase their capacity to get funding that creates an even bigger impact. We have seen it in many cases, including recently in Colombia.
La Mojana resident Antonio Madera, C. sees the difference.
Yo le contaría que se haga.
I would say this project is essential because it gave us all the technical knowledge about climate change, and that is one of the main issues in La Mojana. With climate change comes a life change.
Cuando el corazón reclama, uno lo tiene que escuchar. Salí desde Montería hacia la Mojana mía. En Pasigüeres está lo que yo quiero encontrar. Esta noche no me esperen, esta noche yo me voy a Pasigüeres, donde está mi corazón. Esta noche no me esperen, esta noche voy para allá, yo me voy a Pasigüeres.